Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Today we continue with our series on dreams. We established yesterday how prominent dreams were in the Bible, from Old Testament to New Testament. Today we'll discuss the processing of dreams in present day in our own life. There are multiple purposes for dreams. One of them would be prophetic implications, the calling into some kind of ministry. Lauren Cunningham started the ministry Youth with a Mission, an incredible ministry where college students sailed around the world on luxury liners. On this boat, while they were sailing, they were getting trained in evangelism. Then they'd stop all over the world, go offshore. They'd share the gospel with people. A very creative ministry, a very vibrant ministry. It began with a dream, according to Mr. Cunningham. One night he had this dream that he was standing on the beach and literal waves of people, thousands and thousands of people making up the ocean waves, were being spilled onto the shores. He prayed about it. He pursued counsel. He realized that God was calling him into the very interesting ministry I just described to you. Dreams can also be warnings. They can help get people out of tough spots. Yesterday, I mentioned that right after the wise men went and visited Joseph and Mary, they were warned in a dream to flee the wrath of King Herod. Joseph and Mary were warned in a similar dream. They went to Egypt, and then when the coast was clear, when they could return to Judea, God communicated with them again through a dream. But here's a question I get all the time. Bob, why wouldn't God just speak more plainly? He could communicate in so many different ways. Dreams can be confusing. Dreams need prayer. They need figuring out exactly. But my friend, that can be a good thing. A dream provokes a Christian to ponder, reflect, seek counsel, interact with other Christians, to examine the meaning. I'll never forget, years ago in my UC Santa Barbara ministry, I was having a retreat. We had a young lady who had just started coming to our meetings. She came out of the Catholic Church, and I got the impression that she didn't understand what it meant to be born again. Now, I could say that about just as many people coming out of Protestant churches. I'm not picking on Catholics. I'm just saying that in her case, she had a religious Catholic background. She did not seem to understand what it meant to be born again, but she started understanding this on the retreat. I had a good friend of mine teaching on the retreat. And that Saturday night on the retreat, this young lady had a very disturbing dream. She went and spoke to the person who was our guest speaker. And here's what she dreamt. She was standing over the mountains looking down on Los Angeles. Los Angeles, the city, was in flames. In the hills, there were a bunch of people dressed in priestly garb. They were singing a chant. The chant was attractive to her, and she wanted to follow them. But she was afraid to follow them, and she kept looking back and forth to the burning city below and to the chanting priests above. Now, we all have different spiritual gifts. I would not have had the gift to interpret that one, I gotta tell you. But she did talk to my friend John, who was our guest speaker. He interpreted the dream right away. He said the priestly garb represents the people on this retreat. No, they're not Catholic. No, they're not priests. But that was the church you grew up with. That was your understanding of Christians. So God speaks to you in ways you understand in the dream. You're from Los Angeles, he said. The burning of Los Angeles is not literal, but it represents your old way of life that you want to turn from. And you're turning to follow these people in the hills because you're attracted to them. They have something that you don't have. And this lady prayed that weekend on the retreat to give her life to Jesus Christ. That was a special gift of interpretation. I would not have been able to do that. That's what Daniel did. That's what Joseph did. Sometimes a dream can be external. We could be dreaming about something that has nothing to do with us personally, but God is still giving us a prediction of the future. Speaking of Daniel, Daniel had a vision where he saw four different kingdoms, and he used this to give prophecies about what would happen to his people Israel. I mentioned on yesterday's program that it was through a dream Peter was commanded to go and speak to the first Gentile about Jesus Christ, and he led him to the Lord. So yes, oftentimes a dream is external, having nothing to do with us, but it could also be internal, something about our inner being. Here's what's interesting, and we've all discovered this. While we're dreaming, we don't know we're dreaming. What you do in a dream, the choices you make, the way you react, the way you feel, your decision-making, it is the same in a dream as it would be in real life, except it's not in real life. God could use a dream as a field maneuver Just like when you join the military service, you go on field maneuvers before you go in battle to test your skills, your abilities, your courage. You learn things about yourself in a dream. I'll never forget one night I was dreaming. I was living in Santa Barbara at the time, coming back to our townhouse. I did not know it was a dream. I heard my wife screaming upstairs. Somebody had broken into our house. Somebody was attacking my wife. Now, as a male growing up in America with my favorite TV shows and books and movies and watching heroes and admiring courage, I, like most men, probably like all men, at times wonder, would I rise during a certain situation? Well, I did. I immediately ran upstairs ready to pull this guy off my wife, and I didn't know if he had a gun or what. Then, of course, I woke up. This did not really happen. No one had broken into our home. My wife was not attacked. But here's the thing, folks. I thought she had been. In that dream, I was reacting as if it had really happened. And now I knew, given those situations, I would, with the grace of God, rise to the occasion. Well, like I said, that was only a dream. But the next time it happened, it wasn't a dream. I was thrown into a situation very much like that. Different circumstances. I wasn't coming home. I was working in my office at the church at night. I heard somebody screaming. At first, I thought, well, it might just be a couple of teenagers out goofing around. But then it turned into a blood-curdling scream. Somebody, a young woman, was crying out, "Help me, please, somebody help me." Did I feel frightened? Of course I felt frightened. It was very much like in the dream. I closed the door of my office, ran outside toward the direction down the street of the scream. I didn't know what I was going to encounter. Would it be one perpetrator? Would it be several? Would it be a bunch? I had no idea. It turned out to be just one person. He was standing over a woman, bending her arm back. There actually were a couple of people across the street just watching, not doing anything. I ran up and I said, "What's going on here?" The guy got scared. He ran off. I brought the woman back to the church. She called the police and then made a report. So there's a story of something that happened to me only in a dream, followed by a story of something that really happened to me. Different details, different circumstances, but very much the same from my point of view. A time calling for courage with the help of the Lord. My dream, my field maneuver, prepared me for the real thing. Dreams are not always so easy to interpret, however. How did my friend on that retreat so easily interpret the dream of this woman who shared with him? Tomorrow, we will talk about some interpretation principles, and I'll help you to unlock the mystery of dreams. In the meantime, this is Bob Siegel, making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.